missed it live. Catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.
Insight into entrepreneurs who are movers and shakers in their spaces, specifically focused on growing the economy. On Ekasinomics tonight, what we will be talking about is, of course, specifically focused on entrepreneurs who are making a significant change, especially within the automotive space. And I want you to think of it this way. Many of us might be able to purchase vehicles from the vehicle automobile manufacturers and sales houses in South Africa. And of course, there's a wide number of them. Nice, fancy, beautiful cars that we purchase, but it's in the maintenance of these vehicles that you also need to make sure that your pockets are lined and that you find the right partners and allies. And just recently, in the last few years, if I'm not mistaken, there was a review in terms of the servicing of vehicles in the aftermarket environment. And this has made it possible for many more players in South Africa to be able to provide simple solutions to complex challenges when it comes to the electronics around your vehicle. So tonight we're going to be speaking to two entrepreneurs, the co-founders of ECU Express, that stands for Engine Control Unit, helping us to fully understand their participation in the Automotive Electro Software Center. All of this coming up on Ekasinomics tonight.
Ekasinomics
on Kaya Biz.
Well, two guests join me in studio, Ronnie Mukwanda and Buitumelo Morwe, who are the co-founders of ECU Express. And Buitumelo herself as well is a phenomenal entrepreneur and a franchise owner as well of a servicing station that currently is branded as Bosch. So a good evening and a warm welcome to you both.
Thank you for having us, Gugu. And thank you to your listeners as well.
Thank you. I'm excited for this conversation because I think it gives us a very different perspective on what we see within the automotive space. It's one thing to buy a car, you drive out, it smells good, it's nice, it's shiny, you go home, you pipizai, and you know have everyone celebrate you. But of course, there comes a time when you need to maintain this vehicle and make sure that it is able to function properly. But for those who might not be familiar with your organization, ECU Express, Engine Control Unit, maybe just help us understand what it is you do and how it came about.
Okay. ECU, let's break it down to ECU, what it means. E for electronic, C for control, and then unit is all the units. So basically, an ECU is the brain box of the vehicle. It is the one that controls the functions and the running of the vehicle. So we've got different types of ECUs there. We've got engine control units, we've got body control units, we've got transmission control units, and we've got ABS modules. So these are the things that we do as ECU. So we are the vehicle think tank, so to speak. What we do is we test and diagnose these units, and we also do the repairs, and we also do the programming and supplies of these units. So we help owners of vehicles.
Yep.
We also help mechanics, garages, and we also help dealers to solve all these complex auto electronics issues that they might face.
I'm so glad you make it simple for us, right? Because so often we might sit in a vehicle and we think, oh, well, this light is flashing, but there's a whole process to make sure that you can actually get it fixed correctly. This sounds like a very tough space to enter, right? Because there's unique technology, system diagnosis and awareness that you need to be mindful of. So how did you, I guess, you know, enter the space from an entrepreneurial point of view?
So, of course, it is a niche market, right? So there's a lot of investment that needs to be put into place from a financial perspective and also from an educational perspective. So what we ended up doing is we made sure that we partnered ourselves with the right players, people who were, of course, experienced enough in terms of automotive electronics.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of our background and in terms of our staffing as ECU Express, we have our combined experience spans well over 42 years. And we have also then put into place a lot of funds within research and development.
Mm.
Got you. Very important, as you say, partnership, research and development, and of course, becoming entrepreneurial within that level of growth. Number one question that many entrepreneurs tend to ask, especially on the show, is the funding, the support, the mentorship, the site, the scale. So it's a lot that I'm asking, but mm-hmm. maybe if you can just take us through, I guess, your journey of growth and how this has come about to make sure that you're able to be as established as you are now.
Yeah, like all businesses, like you mentioned, the funding and the financing becomes an issue, especially if we are in South Africa. So with that, what we did, we had to come up with quite a number of networking partners that helped us in the funding of the business. So because of that, we then found quite a number of qualified technicians who we were able to then pay. Because remember, like you mentioned, it's a complex area that we are in.
Mm.
And because of that, you need to find someone who's good in electronics and someone who's also good in motor mechanics. So that on its own has then kept us moving. The funding that we got then kept us moving in terms of our technology and our advancements and our global information that we then get to have in terms of the vehicle and ECU.
Got you. What I'm hearing is a lot of partnership, a lot of making sure that you aligned with the right parties and organizations to see that level of growth. And what's so intriguing as well, and with Dumin, I guess, coming to you, is you've also found a formidable opportunity to actually partner with an OEM, original equipment manufacturer, to not only open up a franchise that might be branded in their name, but I'm assuming there's some similarities or symmetries that also help align the businesses to make sure that you've got the right tools, got the right source of components as well, and that makes it, I guess, easier to not only be competitive, but also sustainable in the industry you're in.
Absolutely. So we then ended up opening an automotive workshop, which is Finch's Motor Center. It's based in Kaiersand, and it is a Bosch franchise, right? We were very strategic to say, let's open a Bosch franchise because of one, the brand itself, it talks about quality. And secondly, we also already had a need to make sure that most of the components which we were producing or we had to use in our repairs were Bosch products.
Yes.
So there was a synergy in terms of the two. Over and above, of course, we needed to make sure that we had the right tooling and the right equipment, which of course we got access through by also partnering up with Bosch.
Got you. Is it an easy space to be in, though? So often when I speak to some of my colleagues in the industry, they're like, yo, it's tough. Your experience so far?
I'll speak from a woman perspective.
Yes, go ahead.
So obviously, as a woman within the automotive industry, I mean, like, predominantly and traditionally, it was known as a male-dominated industry.
Yeah.
And I kid you not, of course, it's quite throat-cut in the sense of, when you walk into a room, people question, will she be able to deliver?
Mm-hmm.
And maybe it will have to be your service or your track record that will need to talk for you, which is how I think, if anything, I've managed to seal deals. And also in terms of opportunities, a lot of women within the industry have not been given opportunities to be able to grow within the industry.
Sure.
And hence, something I'm passionate about is women leadership within the automotive space on generally. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Very true. And I can certainly agree with you and definitely be encouraged by your growth and exposure that you've had so far. What I'm also hearing you mentioned is the collaborative efforts, and not only with the big brands that can help you in terms of market access, exposure, and so the supply chain environment, but from a skills point of view. And you alluded to this as well just a moment ago, Ronnie, in terms of the mechanics and having people on board who actually have those necessary skills. It almost seems as though there's this whole pool of talent that, if channeled correctly, can continue to contribute to the bigger picture.
True. In fact, let's put it back to the challenges that we faced. Initially, like I said, we are looking at the expertise in there. So did we get the right, are we getting the right expertise coming down from the colleges in South Africa? That's one thing we need to look at, to say, are we getting that right expertise? So it's something that we need to look at from that perspective.
Mm-hmm.
Over and above, we should also then look at it from a perspective of continuous development in terms of how, especially looking at the fact that now with the EVs coming in and these new vehicles coming in, there's a lot that needs to be learned. There's a lot that needs to be
known.
Does
that change anything from in terms of the electric components?
It definitely does.
Yeah, so I think bringing it back to also the workshop space, right? So unfortunately, a lot of workshops are not ready for electric vehicles as much as there's a global trend, which, you know, as a country, probably maybe 20, 30 or so, we should be ready, hopefully.
Mm.
Let's see how it goes. The reality of it is there's a lot of investment which workshops need to put into place, especially if you're taking in vehicles. From a perspective of your charging points, there's a lot of investment in terms of tooling, where your tooling needs to be insulated from a safety perspective to say, are your staff well-trained to know how to actually deal with the vehicle so that they don't get electrocuted?
100%.
So there's so many elements which one needs to consider when dealing with electrical vehicles by itself. Of course, when we're now talking about your computer box or your electric control module,
mm-hmm.
obviously we deem it as the brain of the vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
And with an electric vehicle, obviously it means there's no fuel system in place, right? Normally your computer box would send signals to maybe your fuel lines or to sensors, which would then send signal to your fuel lines. that's no longer there. So of course the dynamics are changing.
My goodness. So what does this mean for growth going forward? Especially because, fair enough, we do know that we haven't necessarily adopted EVs in South Africa, though there's a growing number of... what's the word when they have both fuel efficiency?
Hybrid.
Hybrid.
There you go. Thank you. Just the woman to know. But you came on board too, Ronnie. Hybrid vehicles. What does growth look like for your organization? And even in terms of the franchise, given the evolving consumer dynamics in the vehicle space?
There is quite a lot of potential of growth, despite the fact that obviously the barriers to entry in the business is quite punitive. Because obviously we're talking of quite a lot of technical stuff that you need. You also need a lot of machinery, and you also need to put a lot of research and development. So what we are doing as a business, we are creating a vast and strong research and development team. And that is the one that we're sending out countries like Germany, the United States, in the UK, and we've also partnered with some Chinese companies, for us to then get to understand how these Chinese vehicles do operate, because we now have quite a number of them coming out in South Africa.
They're boosting sales in South Africa.
They're boosting sales, right? But also, I mean, like, another point, which I think is also an opportunity for the other workshops out there, is the fact that in terms of stats, right, pre-used vehicles are being sold more than your general new vehicles. I read an article the other day that, I think it's Auto Trader, right? They had released to say that pre-used exceeded brand new vehicles by 6%.
100%.
That means it's an opportunity for, obviously, workshops, aftermarket workshops.
Yeah.
Because, of course, you've got an opportunity to service the market. People, of course, are price sensitive.
100%. And we see that evidenced by the likes of We Buy Cars, the NAMSA numbers as well.
They're coming in quite a lot.
Very competitive. I'm so excited because I guess for anyone listening to this conversation now, will be sitting in their car and thinking, ooh, this makes me think differently about, you know, vehicles, trends and sales, what I might see in terms of the electronics of my vehicle and how those components can be repaired and diagnosed, but also making sure that my vehicle can be serviced on a sustainable basis. I've got a twofold question for the both of you. Number one, what's the one thing you need in order to facilitate growth in your business in both capacities? Let's start with yourself.
I'd say funding.
They always say, how much do you need and what do you need it for?
You know what?
Even if you don't tell us the amount, tell us what you need it for.
There's a lot of capital that is required in terms of equipment. Remember, the industry is based on technology. Technology is ever-changing. If it means it's not software which is being upgraded, it means it gets to a point where the equipment that you bought maybe 5 years ago is no longer going to be beneficial to you. And you need to keep up with the trends. You need to keep up with which cars are starting to break down. As being an aftermarket, it means that we need to always make sure that we're ahead to say, cars that move off motor plan, we're ready for them when they move off motor plan.
100%. Yes.
And that's our market. That's our market.
Got you. Yeah. That's where you are. From yourself as well, Ronnie?
I'll be coming from a technical side to say, I think we need to foster relationships with technical colleges around South Africa. We need to find technical colleges and training institutions that can learn and quickly bring individuals that are looking at expanding their career in the automotive sector and technology. In that, I'm sure we should then be able to say we are ready for the new technologies that are coming, especially in the next near future.
100%. I'm already over by a minute for the show, but very briefly, where can people find you for what partnerships, employment, or anything else? We do, Melo, where do we find you?
All right. So we are Bosch Car Service FMC. We are based in Kaiersand. In terms of our contact number, it's 010-001-8127. I'll hand over to Ronnie.
We've got two branches, one as well in Kaiersand. That's where our head office is. I have another branch in Bedford View on the corner of Van Buren and N3. So you can get a hold of us on www.ecuexpress.co.za, or you can call or WhatsApp us on 073-537-4980.
100%. Perfect. We'll leave it there for today, but really appreciate your time. And if you'd like to find them, make sure you reach them on the contact details or make sure that you do visit their website, ECU Express, to get more details. Both details will be there. Buitumelo Morwe, as well as Ronnie Mukwanda, joining us this evening as our guests on Ecasynomics, talking all things entrepreneurship, especially in the after-sales automotive market. All the best, and we look forward to hearing more growth from you.
Thank you so much when you for having us, Gugu.
Thank you.
Thank you, Gugu, and thank you for your listeners.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.